The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
How hard did you skate the guys today? Those are his words on record.
Yeah, it's training camp. It's hard. You know, that's what this is all about. It was hard last year too, so keep pushing.
I think it was Tyler who told us that there's going to be a little bit more systems focus this year. Obviously still a lot of skating focus. I know that's kind of part of your coaching identity. What have you maybe learned or changed, thus adjusted from year one of training camp for Ryan Rosofsky to year two?
Yeah, I think obviously more comfortable going into year two, but did a lot of work in the summer of how other teams play, systems, details. So obviously, make a few changes and nothing too drastic, but more so smaller details in our system. So we kind of got at that a little bit today, and we'll get at it again tomorrow.
Is there going to be a greater focus on defense, or what do you see as sort of the systemic keys toward, you know, improving your place in the standings?
Yeah, I think a little bit of both. You know, I think there's ways we can score some more goals, and there's also ways we can keep the puck out of our end. So on both sides of that, offensively and defensively, we've made a few little tinkers and little small detail changes, and we think it's going to help out a lot.
Last year you found some success in the neutral zone with a 1-1-3. Yeah. Do you think you'll stay with that or go back to what
we'll
you guys
find out?
That's why you play the games, right?
That's why we practice and then we play the games.
What changes did you see when last year? It seemed like guys, you know, kind of once they got comfortable with it, really seemed to like that type of system.
I guess gave us, you know, more opportunity to get pucks out of our own end with more numbers. Obviously, I think our back end's improved this year, and we have some guys that can break out pucks, and Klingberg and Letty, Orlov, that have been around for a long time in this league. So it's something that will probably be, you know, pretty close to what we were doing. And, there's a few little small changes that we've made, but again, I think our back end alone will help us break out pucks better.
What's the challenge with so many new faces here? Just to get everybody on the same page, where do you want to go by October 9th here?
Yeah, it's a challenge, right? But, you know, I think 10 or 11 new guys kind of coming into it. So take some time, but you got to build it, and you got to start with day one. That's what we did today. And as we get going through the exhibition games, we'll continue to build and be ready for October 9th. Is that right?
William Eklund said that it's time for you guys to start doing what you've been talking about. Is that the message? Is he just taking your words verbatim? What was the message in that regard this year?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think we were competitive last year in a lot of our games, but now it's time to finish. It's time to, not just be competitive, but, you know, win the 50-50 puck, win the race to the puck, win the net front, win the offensive zone net front. Where last year we were kind of dipping our toe in it, and we were there, but now we've got to win those battles. And then, obviously, we've talked about third periods, and we got to start winning those and being on the attack of teams, but it's going to be about finish. And words only, you know, mean so much. We got to go out now and do it.
You guys a lot of the guys are wearing a shirt that says Earn It. Why did you guys kind of decide on that being sort of the slogan for this training camp?
Yeah, I think, you know, Mike was a big factor in that. Again, well, you have to earn. You earn everything you get here. You earn your ice time. You earn your power play. You earn your penalty kill. You earn your call up. You earn it. You know why? What you do on the ice. What you do in the video room. Your attention to detail. So we're kind of done handing out opportunities that just because you're a first round pick or maybe you deserve a chance because there's no one else really. Now we get depth. We have internal competition up and down our organization. And that's exactly where, you know, I know Mike wanted to get to, and this is a good spot we're in.
We moved, Will told us that he's going to be primarily playing the wing, still staying ready in some of those face-off plays. What, you said some conversations, also it sounded like at Worlds too, playing wing at the Worlds kind of really helped influence that. No, there was potentially him playing center. What was maybe the reasoning from a coach's perspective and maybe front office why you guys are going to go forward with him on the wing?
Yeah, Mack and him had some chemistry last year, as we all know, and again, I thought World Championships, he was really good. Two of his better games I've seen him play towards the end there. Doesn't mean his center career is over. I think you're still going to see him there at times. We see players around the league do it. So we think he has an extremely high hockey sense that he's available to do that. He'll continue to work on faceoffs and give us an option to play, take faceoffs on the right side. So we'll see. We'll start him on the wing, and we'll see how it goes.
How much does that influence maybe Michael Misa and just what you see from him? Obviously, maybe as a draft profile, maybe projects a little better as an NHL centerman. What did you see from him today? And how does maybe moving Smith to the wing maybe change maybe some potential for him to start down the middle rather than maybe taking Will Smith?
Yeah, you could say a little bit. But I thought Misa's been looking really good. You know, even coming from the rookie tournament, he doesn't look to overwhelm the practices. He looks comfortable with the puck. He's paying attention in the meetings, and his attention to detail is really good. And again, it's one day, but I thought he was good.
Is the plan then with Michael to have him at center kind of throughout the preseason?
Yeah, we'll start him. We'll keep him in the middle, and that's where he's been most comfortable. So that's where we'll be.
You've had somewhat of a busy summer, lots to, like, to do and think about. So what have you been doing other than hockey this summer just to kind of like relax?
A little bit of golf and a lot of time with my kids. In this business, you just don't get to see them very often. So I had to be a dad a lot this summer, and my wife reminded me of that every day.
And just coming back here, I mean, there is a lot to think about, especially after seeing today. But was there any one or anything that, like, stuck out to you today more so than anything?
What has stuck out to me, and even going back to watching the rookie tournament, is we have some legit talent coming. We have internal competition, like I was saying. We see guys improving, Musty, Haltunen, Chernyshov, Dickinson, you know, Luca Cagnoni. Like, I mean, 2 years ago, he'd struggle in training camp, and he was a deer in the headlights, and now he looks so much more comfortable. So I think guys are getting, you know, are developing from the development staff to the American League. And then on top of that, now that drives our internal competition. We want one of these young kids to surprise us and take away a spot from someone. So the competition is there, and now it's time to make it happen.
What do you want to see from Mac and Celebrini in year two?
I think game management will be a big thing. Obviously, learning how to play with the lead, learning to play 6-on-5, 5-on-6, different situations. Him and I talked about hitting the net a little bit more. You know, I think he can score some more goals by hitting the net. And he came in great shape, great condition. Looks bigger, looks stronger. So I was very excited.
Most guys, you know, this is the last year of fitness testing, I think.
Was
this, how did everybody kind of?
That was good. Guys did a really good job. I got to give them credit. We made it even a little bit harder this year. But guys did a really good job with the testing, and I guess it's the last one. But little do they know, just put them on a goal line.
What's going to allow Michael Misa and Sam Dickinson, you know, guys who want to be, you know, start their pro careers here, what's going to allow them to make this team?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit different for both of them. I think, you know, with Misa, it's going to be the pace of the game in the National Hockey League, as we saw with Will and Mac. It's extremely fast, it's heavy, so you have to think at a high speed and make decisions quickly, and with and without the puck. So the pace of it, with Sam, it's going to be, you know, defending without the puck. Obviously, we know what he can do with the puck. We've watched it, we've seen it in London. He can create offense, but can he go and play against the big boys defensively? That will be the question, so we'll have to see in training camp.
It's just one day of scrimmages, but what did you see Michael handle the pace well today, and also Sam?
Yeah, both of them I thought did really well. You know, I thought, and Sam's, it's tough. You go through a hard practice, and then you got to jump right into a scrimmage. So I thought both of them did a really good job.
For yourself, maybe a little less Sharks focused, but right, the USA coaching staff at the Olympics just came out. There was some speculation, especially after winning gold for USA at Worlds, your relationship with David and Mike, that you might be in consideration. Was there any conversations with Soli about that, or just business as usual for you? And what would have been to maybe kind of join that staff with, you know, Soli and David?
Yeah, I mean that's a really good coaching staff. So I mean, obviously I talked to Soli quite a bit, and all those guys really. So we'll keep those conversations between me and Mike. But you know, I was very proud to, you know, one day hopefully do that. But right now I'm focused on the Sharks.
My wife happy that it'll be a couple weeks at home with the kids, right?
That is true.
I want to ask you about the health of a couple guys. Mook Madulin, obviously, a shoulder injury last year. I'm just, is he fully healthy? How has he looked to you?
You watch him go against Reeves?
No, we were in here. Yeah. We were in here.
You guys went to the wrong ice.
Pretty healthy to me. He's ready to go.
Okay. Also, Cam Lund, he had an upper body injury at rookie faceoff. What is his sort of timeline?
I would say his day-to-day is trending in the right direction.
see around the team, still obviously not on the ice today, didn't seem, but, you know, would you say, you know, we shouldn't miss too much of camp because we know.
Camp. Yeah. I mean, all the guys that you didn't see today are in the meetings. I don't see it being a long-term thing whatsoever.
How much has Musty maybe impressed you from this offseason? I mean, his body looks different, right? It looks like he really slimmed down but kept a lot of the muscle and the defensive efforts that he had in rookie faceoff. Is that a guy that really you're really hoping to kind of see take one of those spots or really push for one of those spots?
Yeah, that was the best I've seen him play in those games in the rookie tournament. And even today, he looks like a man on a mission, so that's really good to see. And he's doing the things that, you know, Tommy Wingles and the American League guys and Johnny Mack and his staff are asking him to do, myself as well as in our staff. So he's taking the coaching. He's taking the video in the meetings and now really putting it into the games early in practices.
Could some of that frustration from him, I mean, are you happy to see his response maybe after a frustrating year with the trade stuff with Sudbury and the injury and maybe not being closer to the team and playing with the Cudamore? Is it nice to see a guy respond in the way that he has rather than maybe kind of continue that frustration?
Yeah, for sure. He's grown up. He's matured, which is like any young man. And so he's definitely taken some big strides for sure.
Well, how much should we read into the lines today and have a scanner up with Celebrini and Smith?
Yeah, I wouldn't read into it too much. It's just trying to get a look at some guys. There's not a lot of rush. There's not a lot of things we're doing, you know, with the lines together. But again, we'll look at it a little bit with a couple guys, but for the most part, I wouldn't look into it too much.
You mentioned that Misa and Dickinson and Musty, those guys really having, you know, starting off right here. I mean, how much should veterans kind of be looking over their shoulder here and saying maybe my job's not so safe?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't take a rocket science to figure that out. I think these guys know, and that's the nature of this business, right? We saw it with guys over here last year in Vlasic and the guys, you know, that we've moved on, that there's guys coming. And that's what, you know, the great teams do, is you bring in the next guy, and the inner competition that you get really is what kind of creates that culture that you want as an organization. And we're starting to see that right now.
The additions to the back end give you confidence that you can start to close out some of these third periods, and you have more options now in those situations, the veterans guy that you can trust to.
Yeah, absolutely. Just watching it today, you know, you see how Orlov, you know, he practices hard, come from a really good organization in Carolina. Klingberg going on a Stanley Cup final run. He's been in Dallas. He's moving, probably the best I've seen him move in a couple years now. Obviously, Nick Leddy, he's, you know, been around a long time, and you just see the poise. There's no panic. They know how to play in certain situations. So, yeah, we feel pretty confident with that.
If we presume Macklin and Wenberg and Misa as your centers, top three centers, how do you see the 4C kind of role shaking out? You obviously have Patty, you have maybe Delandra, maybe Ostapchuk, but just how do you see that shaking out?
Yeah, it's really a competition. Let's see who shows us what they can do. It's Adam Gaudette's in that. You know, he's a guy that played a little bit of center there in Ottawa. We think he can, with his faceoff numbers are pretty good. We think he's a guy that can play the middle. So he's kind of came into himself last year in Ottawa of who he is as a player, so we'll give him a look. But yeah, there's some competition there for sure.
Do you prefer Adam on the center or wing, or is it just kind of up to kind of him?
Yeah, we're going to start him in the middle right now and through training camp and see how it goes.
I know it's day one, but is there anybody maybe that you haven't had your eye on, either whether from last year to this year, or just a new guy that maybe caught you by surprise with how well he played or impressed you in any way?
You know, I thought, again, going to the rookies, I would say Musty has been impressive. Obviously, Mac and Will look a lot more comfortable. Again, the back end, the new additions. I think Goody looks really good. You know, I thought he had a good practice today. Looks a little bit quicker. Again, we're excited for the group, but, you know, we've added and guys that are coming, so it's exciting times here.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yeah.